Good evening, American Fork High School. My name is Greg Solomon from Moreno Valley, California, and we are at the Mount Timpanogos Marching Band Competition on October 25th, 2014. I'll be adjudicating your visual general effect. Looking forward to your performance. I want to take a moment to thank you for your hospitality and everything you've done to make this event happen for all of these bands today, not just the judges, but all the students that are benefiting from the experience. I want to thank you for it, and I wish you the best of luck on your upcoming performance.
Joining us from American Fork, Utah, please welcome the American Fork High School Marching Band! Their 2014 performance is entitled A Bad Hair Day, including Morning Mood, The Barber of Seville, Hunting Wabbits, A Bad Hair Day, and Dan Dan from Morpheus in the Underworld. The Mount Timpanogos Marching Band Competition is proud to present drum majors Thomas Judkins, Baron McAllister, Wyatt Gillis and Garrett Cannon, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
All right, here we go. A Bad Hair Day. Very cute. Little hair stations, mirrors. Nice characterization. Rising in the morning. Nice expressive movements throughout the field. We've got some minor discrepancies in definition and some timing. Huge field set, goal line to goal line, actually in the goal line on side two. I like the silk, very, very effective color usage, and it's picked up throughout the staging of the front. With the scissors. Very cute. Nice intensity change here. Visually, nice use of velocity and counter motion here, contrary motion, to bring out the intensity of the tempo change. Nice movement bringing the feet together as well. Nice uniformity. Very cute with the scissors in the rhythmic tempo of the musical presentation. Three things are going to create effect: intellect, emotion, and aesthetics. Nice catch. Intellectually, I've been more stimulated than anything because of the connectedness to the hair and the scissors and the music. You've done a nice job pulling those together. Nice catch. Nicely placed. Well timed. Nice knee movement in the lower half of the body out of the trumpets. Yeah, nice work out of the right side, side two, with the right arm. White sleeve really came through well. You know, this very fun. Nice emotional moment there. Individually, we have some issues with movement on the field, specifically the feet, and that's an aesthetic issue. As we step, there's an initiation concern that isn't being executed uniformly throughout the band. You know that the climbing up onto the hair salon stations, climbing up to the hair salon stations is extremely awkward, and I'm not sure if there's a way to get around it. Maybe to build a folding type step on one of the sides that has some legs that fold up with it, but as it drops down, then the legs hit the ground and they could actually step up on it, because getting on that is very distracting. See, look at the feet. The movement of the feet. Tell it all visually. Because if the feet are all moving in time together, then the pulse is going to be, oh, what a bad hair day. Nice effect. But again, going back to the feet, the visual package has to be solid aesthetically as well as emotionally and intellectually, because intellectually you're doing a great job with your show, connecting the hair with the salons and the scissors. You're doing a great job with that. Nice catch, right in time. Good timing. You know, I'm not judging music effect. That soloist is killing it. Wow. That's for free. Now, the staging of the auxiliary over on side one with the rifles, that last set is the battery pushed them over to the left side. That staging was contrary to the battery, and it didn't seem supported. Maybe an arc that was inverted, connected to the battery, that would push them through. I don't know, but it looked awkward on side one. Yeah, this is a moment where you're using your arms to your benefit because of the difference in arm color. Very cute, playful. And the little hopping was playful as well. I appreciate the percussion moving out of the way of the woodwinds. That's nicely designed, opening up a stage curtain, so to speak. Hop, 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 right? You know, I like that half step they took in the middle of that. Ah, cute. Nice silk. Again, picking up the colors that we already see, but a little more intensity to it. I've seen a couple of times where the battery is staged in positions that work functionally, but they're not coordinated with what's going on with the band. And I'm not sure exactly. This is the first time that I was bothered by it a little bit and was interested in how many times that happens. you could check your drill charts. You could check your drill charts to see how many times the battery is staged in their own group and not coordinated with the rest of the ensemble. Just something I would check. Guard is very effective in their use of colors, very effective in their use of staging. Very cute ideas in terms of their costuming. I think my biggest recommendation for your show is to get rid of the awkwardness of them getting up onto the salon stations by a possible step that could fold down on the side, or even, I don't know if the work in the back might. Maybe turn a parent loose and see if you can come up with something. Great show. Musical impact is being expressed visually. My biggest concern is the performance level of primarily the feet of the wind players. Lots of good things happening, American Fork. You guys are a spectacular ensemble. Thank you for having me to come up and judge you today, and I wish you all the best in the world. Hopefully my comments will continue to move in the right direction. You guys are spectacular. Thank you.
The last couple of years, and this year we'll perform the Macy's.